It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, here I am again with my allergy. I'm living in a valley here in Oregon, and I've never had this before, but the weather's been strange lately. And a lot of people have what I have, but I had some medical stuff done last year. Didn't work, and instead of making me better, I got worse. And then I found out later I didn't need to do it because I could live with what I have as long as I'm healthy. So then I went through the medical procedure, IV injections, you know, because it was quite serious. And then it didn't work anyway, and it made me sicker, so it set me up to have the sickness. I was well, and as long as I was well, that wouldn't kill me. It's just, it's, you know, the doctor said, one of my doctors finally said, I asked every doctor about it and picked their brain. No one will commit themselves to anything whether I should or shouldn't do this. But he said, finally said, I said, I got an infection I've got pseudonymus in my bladder. And so all the doctors suggest in certain ways it should be taken care of. Don't say how dangerous it is, but it is. But should take care of it, but they don't say how. And anyway, I took care of it, didn't work, still got it. But the treatment made me sicker, you know, and, right. But to put a damper on the whole thing, he says, when I got my new doctor, that's a long story, a person who says your mind can make you well shouldn't be talking like this, but I've learned I've got well through a series of terrible things that happened to me, and I don't want to go into it now, but I recovered from all of them in a natural way, and so where all the efforts failed, like bypass failed, but I grew new capillaries, and I had an automobile crash, and I had heart failure, and that went away by itself. And, you know, I'm sort of like the doctors don't understand how this is. Well, then during that time, I had bladder problems. I mean, that's how it all began, swimming in the ocean, and got infected by some mysterious thing. And I suffered for years and years, and it brought all of these illnesses on. Imagine a person who writes a book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, gets sick. You know, I lost a lot of people who, look at him. But the truth is, I had to go through that. And I have, as a result of that, experience of recovering that I didn't get from textbooks. And that's very important, that I have survived it because of intuition, not luck, but some kind of inner guidance, which is hard to explain. But I can't do it all at once right now, but I will share some of my personal experience, a lot of them, because had I not had that knowledge, I'd been dead long a time ago. I'm 83 now. And I have a background of everybody dying early. My father was 42, my mother was 53, and I never saw my grandparents. They were dead before I was born. Too much Jewish food. That was the problem, I think. And that could be. But anyway, I'll get rid of this one of these days, put this hoarse voice. So it's not my real voice, and I just ask you to be patient till it comes back. But I've got to keep going because we're living in very dangerous times, and for sure we're going to have a civil war, and a lot of you are going to die. And the reason why this is because most of you, maybe 99% of you, either cannot see, will not see the dangers, or interpret the dangers. And you will not see that you have elected a communist government. And you will not see, you may see it, but you may love it, because you could have a love-hate relationship with an object if it serves you. Even if it enslaves you, as long as it seems to serve you, and seems to give you love while the love enslaves you, you will elect it, and you will nurture it with your servitude. But then others, we can see this, but we don't know how to stop it. We're caught up in it. So why am I bothering with your faults? Well, your enemy can see them and exploit them. And I can't. I got to find a way to get you to see them without cursing me.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
Yes, and you can call 800-877-3227. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now, even though the operators are not us. After hours, you know, then the answering service picks up. But they're pretty nice people, but they don't answer the phones the way we do. So if you want to order something in the middle of the night, you can. Or you can go to my website, FHU.com. Now, having said all that, I've been on the air 53 years, and my expertise is the mind of man and woman. And I've explored it thoroughly. I've been a therapist for 7 years. That was 60 years ago I started. Ended that from 53 to 60. And then I've been on the air for 53 years. And I've discovered something that's not new, but it's lost to most of you. It's very few people ever find it. Even Jesus said, narrow is the way, and few are those that find it. We only need a few, like one. We need a man like Ronald Reagan. He's one of the few. Maybe a Sarah Palin. Real people. But wicked, the dark forces that rise, because why do they rise? Because we as a nation, as a people, generally speaking, do not want to see our own faults. We can't admit we're wrong. And when we do admit we're wrong, when we really are sorry, we're never sorry enough to quit. A little boy told me that one time. I said, you know what repentance is? He says, yeah, sorry enough to quit. Yeah, it comes out of the mouth of a kid. Whoa. But the point is, what is this nature of sorry enough to quit? Lots of people say sorry. I can knock into someone and say sorry. That's not a crime. And, you know, just, you know, it's polite. But when you steal something, or you sleep with somebody else's wife, see, or whatever, and then you realize it's wrong, you either continue doing it because it feels good, and therefore you stay ahead of the sense of wrong, but the sense of wrong grows because you keep doing it. But you find a way of rationalizing it. And then you become entangled with the person, places, and things. It's called addictions. And addictions aren't different things. They haven't got different roots. Bipolar, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, you just name diabetes and overweight and drug addictions and gambling And then the diseases of lifestyle, like diabetes and kidney problems, heart problems, these are not natural things. These come or rise from the departure from what I call reality into what you call reality. See, my perception is different from your perception. I see that most people are lost. But some are more lost than others, so much so they enjoy it. Meaning they are bullies. They know how certain class of people, like creatures of the underworld, they exploit the more genteel lost people. Now, although some of those dark, you're the E-lawyer. You know, see what was the name of that movie? It was Time Machine, yeah. Then there was the E-lawyer and what was the other one? E-lawyer and Morlock. The Morlock was underground, and they had a system that went back to war when the sirens made people go underground. I know we went to the underground in London when those sirens sounded. So, and then the Morlocks simply cultivated the people who lived above the ground because the world became, exotic and food was easy and life became easy and the buildings crumbled, but they lived in the fresh air. But when the sirens went off, everyone went into a trance and walked, and they were walked into the underground and they were being bred for food. And the time machine was like that. And the first time machine was really the best one. The second one was crappy. It was too many special effects. But the first one had a moral, message. And I think you can get my meaning, that there's certain triggers, certain reactions, that certain weaknesses you have that put you to sleep. But you're not in a regular sleep. You're just not yourself lately in that moment. The way I said that, I'm not myself. Who are you if you're not yourself? That's a colloquialism, but it's true that this not yourself business is a fact of life, because the more you're not yourself, the less you will be yourself. And another self will sit there in your head, unholy in the place of the holy, and you'll still think it's you. And you become displaced. You have identity crisis. Yeah, you get possessed. But before you get possessed, internally, you will become enslaved to something external. And then the spirit of that, slowly but surely, as you employ its services, will get inside you, as it got inside them. It's a chain of command, so a whole nation can lose its freedom. And the darkness rises as your president or king or dictator. And haven't you noticed that you've elected or a group of people surrounding the president who are Maoists and communists and Marxists? I mean, do you understand that these people represent? Do you really? No, I don't think you do. But you elected them. And just let me just go back a little bit. The fact that you consider Al Gore, Vice President Al Gore, it's a wonder he got to be that. But the fact that you considered him again for president, this is still a man who's a puppet. If you'll pardon the expression, with someone's hand up his rear end into his brain. And you cannot see it. Now, you will see me as a threat. I see him as a threat, a liar, a puppet, and a man who doesn't think for himself. I could say the same thing as many people. I won't mention it because I don't have the right, because there's an election period, so people like us, ministers, we can't talk about the people. We want to talk about, but you get the drift. There's people in the Senate, and there's less people in the Conservative Party, but they're there, who are very dark people. I mean, just look at the borders under under the Republicans, and before that, they didn't close the borders, and we're at war. That is the most insane, stupid, dumb thing. But it's not stupid. It's not stupid. It's planned. Your downfall is planned right there in White House circles. This, see, I told you that it's yesterday that it's easier to believe a liar, a personality. Well, let me stop here for a minute. Why do you think that if John Wayne was here and he did a commercial, why do you think they pay him a lot of money? Why do you think they play people who are famous and loved? Why are they loved? Because they're loved because they perform for you. They're the court jester, but they get paid, court jester get paid lots of money because they are very good at entertaining, distracting you from your misery. Why do you think you go to a movie today? Why do you think the movies are so exciting and bang, bang, shoot 'em up and gory, horrible? Because they draw you out of your seat into the movie and you forget what a stupid ass you are. See? But this stupid ass doesn't know it's a stupid ass. It doesn't know it's got faults. It doesn't know it's addicted to those kind of shoot 'em up, bang 'em up movies. Dracula and God knows what. And God knows we have Draculas who suck our lifeblood, and we got them up there too, now in a government. Now, you don't know how to deal with small things. You don't know how to deal with your wife, you don't know how to deal with your children, you don't know how to deal with the boss, you don't know how to deal. So you tend to go along to get along or not see it. And if a person has a disease or a sickness that comes from sin, the separation from reality, what I call true perception, you have false perceptions. They always say, you hear people say this, that perception is reality. No, it's not. If your perception is engineered, then it becomes reality. If you think it's going to be, then if everybody starts to think the end of the world is going to be the end of the world because of horrible things, you know, the earthquakes and volcanoes and planets coming at us and crashing down on the earth, and people write about it and give their 100,000 different opinions. No, that's not the way the earth is going to come to a close. It is because you believe in the worst. You prepare for the worst. And I know the worst could happen, but I prepare for the worst, but I don't make it happen. See, you, the differently, your perception, it drives you to make it happen. Have you ever been to a fortune teller? Well, if you go to a fortune teller, they'll ask you usually, in the old days at least, cross my palms with silver. So you give them a silver dollar, whatever it was. And then immediately you hand that money over to them. You've bought their suggestion. Didn't know that, did you? And so it's the same thing with life and comedians. Why do you elect entertainers, and why do advertising, you elect personalities, empty sacks of nothing, and musicians, and you glorify them? And so when one of the musicians who makes $50 million a year, or one of the actors, he says something political, or he gets hard up and he's paid to do a commercial, $1 million to do a commercial. Why do you think they pay this person? It's because he's hypnotized you by nurturing your faults and helping you not see it. That's it. And the preachers like that. There's certain preachers that tell you, God loves you. There was a lady a long time ago who had a lot of mascara, and I forget who it was. Tammy Faye Baker, thank you very much. I don't remember the name, but in my ears, I have my friends tell me these things, or I sound more intelligent than I really am. But when she cries, the mascara ran down, and everybody felt, oh, the God really does love us. And you sent money because they made you feel They made the women and people who watched feel loved and felt lifted and relieved. And they were being screwed. Their mind was being screwed. They were screwed out of their money. And they weren't getting any better. But they certainly felt better. And they have to have that reinforced every night. And so people who are famous, your soldiers, they go overseas and fight and die for you, and you don't appreciate them, and they don't play that role. They have a perception different from yours. You or your heroes are, cowboys and personalities and movie stars and rock stars. Oh, that's your whole life. You jump up and down, and they jump up and down inside you and make you feel better. And then you take drugs, and you got all the wrong friends, and you look for love in all the wrong places, and you are becoming less human. All of you, with very few exceptions. And when I said all of you, you shocked, you jumped, or you got mad. You're one of them. Now I'm going to take my program. I've got callers now. So let me take my first call. Let me see. Who has got? I was so busy talking to myself here. Michael, line four. All right. Hello, Michael, line four. What can I do for you?
Yes. I was talking to you about yesterday what happened. I got my computer back, and I told my mom, what's been going on. She's been bullying me.
Yes.
And she was sorry for it. She admits her guilt, and she promised not to do it again. So before she went to work, I asked, because can I unwind and watch a little bit of TV unwind from all the chores I've done? She got all belligerent towards me and got all mad at me.
Yeah.
She hurted my feelings.
Hold it right there.
Sure.
Let me say this to you. Do you have any habits, bad habits?
Yeah, a little bit. So when my mom says no, I do it anyways, type of thing.
Well, I don't know if you're old enough, because I can give you an example, but maybe, and it won't fit you, but I think by giving you an example, even if it doesn't fit you, you'll see the point. And then I'll tell you about your mom. Because what I'm going to say about her first is that your mother cannot help herself. She can promise, but she cannot deliver. Now, this is the story. I'll make it very quickly. It was actually happened, and that's why I remember it the way it happened. I was saying to a man who's smoking, and I forget the circumstance, I said, that those cigarettes can kill you, and but I could help you with that. He said, I don't need help. I can stop anytime I want to. Then I said to him, but you cannot want to. But he will think his own want to, which is doomsday and death sooner or later, for the most part, rare exceptions. But he will think that this want to is his own will.
Mm-hmm.
And but should he decide that the doctor says you're dying from cancer, and you got to quit smoking, the chances are, if he can't want to, if he can't control with the want to part, the more he tries to stop, the more he smokes. And it's the same thing with your mother's disposition. If she has frustration and hate towards her own mother, and she betrayed your mom and treated her badly, and she made up her mind, for example, I hate my mother, but I'm not going to be like my mother. I'm going to be the very nicest person to my husband or my kids. What she's trying to do, what she's got, is a compulsion to be her mother, the want-to part. But she doesn't know that. But the nature of a parent, the nature of your mother, let's say it's your mother, her mother, the nature is of her mother could not stop being mean to your mom, and your mom would say to her, become infected by that same nature that wants to hurt, to knock down, to build her own ego up. But she was born innocent. But now she hates her parent, and now she's got a parent's nature in her that's driving her to be the want to, the part of her that cannot stop it, but she knows it's there, but she covers it up and pretends. The only way she can deal with this problem is put a mask on to be the sweetest, nicest person on the surface. But underneath, it's catching up with her. And every time something comes up that let's say you do something you shouldn't do, you're her son and she's been nice to you, and then all of a sudden you do something you shouldn't, then all of a sudden this anger, it's not her anger, it's her mom's anger, comes up. And then she feels guilty because she's been unmasked. And then she says sorry. But sorry, you know, it's a lot of people say sorry, but it's got to come with the want to quit. A little boy once said, well, I said, do you know what repentance is? He says, yeah, be sorry enough to quit. Like, you can be sorry lots of times. Sorry for drinking, but you still can't help but drink. Sorry. You can say this about anything, about gambling. You can make up your mind, I'm not going to gamble anymore. My family's getting ruined. But that feeling comes on, and you want to, and you try to stop it, and you try to fight it, and it gets worse. Now, try to understand your mother that way. She's trying to be the best she can, but she's a fake.
Sorry to interrupt, but...
you know what I'm saying?
When she called me from work, she was being all nicey-nicey towards me.
That's
and I
right.
I felt like she was being mean. She became like a two-faced person towards me.
Yes, but the thing is, you're in danger of becoming a two-faced person if you resent her, see?
I know, and point where now, because this morning I didn't want to talk to her anymore, I'm at the point where she told me that I got 72 hours, 3 days left to my birthday, then I'm out of the house. She's going to call the social worker and send me either a halfway house or a shelter. I don't want that to happen. I want to graduate high school.
I think you're a smart kid to call me. Mm-hmm. May I suggest you have a serious problem with mother. And mm-hmm. I think your mother hates men.
My dad doesn't care. He listens to what she says.
He's weak. She has contempt for him. She has contempt for him. She manipulates him, but she can't manipulate you. And that's what frustrates her, because you are your own person. I hear you. You're a real... You're really your own person. So you're none of the above. You're not your father because he's weak. And your mother has contempt for him because she controls him. And she's used to having a way, but when it comes to you, she puts her will upon you, but you've got to be very careful not to respond with a will, because when you respond with a will, you're reflecting the nature of your mother, and it will get inside you, and you will have a problem. So may I suggest that you learn not to swallow it, but learn this. Swallowing it will still kill you, still destroy your independence, your innocence. But you need to recognize something like this. Your mother and father cannot help what they do. Your father can't help being a wimp. And if he wanted to be a man, he couldn't, because he can't make himself want to. Your mother is a witch, but she doesn't mean to want to be a witch. And she wants to be better, but the want to inside her, the driving force of what makes her underneath driving force, she cannot help it. No matter how much she tries to cover it, no matter how much she tries not to be like her mother, the minute you start to, and she's nice to you, and sweet to you, but the sweetness is only to make you love her and to make you feel bad about being mad at her. Mm-hmm. You see that? And so may I suggest that you not be a victim, that you learn to say, yes, mother, no, mother, but don't really yield in your mind. When I was in the army, the military, the British Royal Sussex Regiment, they were very harsh on me. And so what they do is break people down and build them up. They couldn't break me down. I didn't need building up. But I would take the orders of the sergeant, but I wouldn't give him the pleasure of responding to him. So he couldn't control me at all. And I frustrated the living daylights out of him, because I never did anything wrong, but he wanted my soul. Don't give your soul. Say, yes, mother, no, mother, I'll do my best. And go along with it for a little while, but not out of fright or fear or anger. Oh, yes. Now, look, I have a book called How to Survive Your Parents. And it's subtitled, A Book Every Parent Should Read. So you've got problems with kids. It's because you're either too soft or you're too mean. And you could be one of these mothers and fathers. Are you not? Of course you are. And you could be a frustrated father with a wife or a frustrated mother with a husband. And he could be a bully or an appeaser. And either way, you're frustrated because you're in a man. It's an animal. It's a mouse. And you have to live with it. And you try to fix it. Can't. You haven't got power. And the frustration brings the worst out of you and out of him. And so round and round it goes and divorce. And then you take it out on your little ones. And you see this kid, nice kid. But parents can't help themselves because they had parents too. So that book. But first, may I suggest that you can go to my website, fhu.com, and you purchase something like coping strategies. That is what we give to the military but sell to you. And if you buy that, you'll get the same result as if you were a soldier. As the headlines recently that it works well and all the brass are on board. But I don't want to go with that. You can go to WorldNet Daily, and I think it's on second page. You can find it about post-traumatic stress disorder, and you can read the whole article about how successful myself and Colonel Monaco have been. Colonel Monaco does all the legwork, and my legwork was to create the concept CD, and he helped to militarize the CD and put stuff in it I didn't know need to be put in there. But the technique is yours truly, my 60 years of understanding human beings to come to a very simple concept. So simple that it works. Because it's the principle that underlines every sickness and misery and suffering and even war on earth as it is in hell. And we are headed towards civil war. And the trouble is your frustration with your government and things and your bureaucrats and the schools. Well, these, you know, they're all upside down. But they take their frustrations and their incompetence is because they're upside down. But they, in an upside down world, upside down people do the work of tyrants. And they get rewarded for upsetting you and making you submissive, broken, depressed. Then low upside down people rise and try to console you. It's called social services. They're the worst. Yeah. True. So I can help this country. There's another website you can go to. It is copingstrategycd.com. copingstrategycd.com. It is a independent military civil website. Civilians, I should say. So it's free of charge. You can listen to it and get better.
On your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6618. That's K6618. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time.
And the phones will be answered 24/7, even though it won't be answered the way my staff answered them. If you want to order something in the middle of the night, you can. Or you go to the middle of the night to my website and enjoy whatever is there available. All right, FHU.com is my website. You can become a member and enjoy a lot of privileges. But you really don't need to buy anything from me. Just donate to the foundation. That would be nice. And just enjoy the program because you know, whatever I do there, whatever I write, it's all in all my books. You know, you buy Sean Hannity's book or, you know, people like that. What's the name of the other fellow on Fox, newscaster? No, not Ben Beck, the other one, the big guy. Oh, right, Rupert Murdoch. He had a talk show. Put him in the nut house. That's my producer, Riley. Why buy his books? All you're going to do is get what he said. Because I've got Riley's book. Yeah, see, carrot. Well, why don't you get my book, Hypnotic States of America? That will scare the bejeebus out of you. Because you need the bejeebus scared out of you. You need to see. You need to be offended. You see, truth is offensive. It's very hard to speak to a friend about their faults. They won't be your friend anymore. The chances are you lose them. So you have to walk on tippy, not me. Never. Okay. And because you do, most of you, you got them. You're in the mess because even though you can see your country tumbling down, and you've got tyrants running your government, tyrants, communists, Marxists, right there in front of your nose, and you don't you see it, but you kind of does he get it? Do they get it? You know, yeah, they do. They're getting you. Yeah, are they in touch? Yeah, with Marxists and communists and people who want to bring this country down. That's where they get the financing from. You stupid idiots. Okay, so, you know, if I had enough people listening, first of all, I'd make you well. So if you went to this copingstrategycd.com website, in 6 months or 3 months, yes, half the country wouldn't need doctors. I mean that. Take me up on the challenge, call me a liar, but give me a chance to prove it, and I will prove it. But I'll also change the political climate. And I'll make you better. Because in order to make you better, I got to get you to see straight. All right. And here we go. Here we go again. Let me see now. It's line 5. Okay. Now, it must be a quickie, Terry, because you listened 3 years, but you're stuck. Where are you stuck?
First, I want to thank you for what you're doing for the nation, and you have changed my life totally. I have come light years, but I've still got a problem. My mom was a controller, and she has this nagging dry cough. When I get under pressure, even though I apply the principles, I do the meditation, that cough still comes.
You still resent your mom because the cough your cough is a trigger. It means that if anybody else would cough just like that, it would trigger the programming that came from your mother that makes you like your mother. You are actually a carbon copy of her, but the difference between you and her, I assume, is that you have a good spirit and she doesn't.
I try. She had a rough mother herself, so.
I thought that's the story of everybody's life, but you are on the path. But to the degree you can divest yourself of all resentment. See, when you see that cough, you may get disturbed because it reminds you of your mom. It's like you've become her. You've got the same cough. You've also got the same disposition and the same disease. So if your mother's got cancer and you resent your mother, the chances are you don't catch cancer like a germ, but you get your mother's nature. And that mother's nature is poisonous. That nature, whoever it is, it had that predisposition, that nature is predisposed to the cancer. So when you get that identity, you'll get the same disease.
Roy, I was afraid that maybe it's an entity and...
Well, that's where it comes from. That would be it. Your mother's nature. It's not your mother. Your mother can't fit inside your body. It's a spirit that passes through generations, and it will kill you. And with women, as it passes through women, it replaces a new... If you have a daughter, it replaces mother, and the daughter goes on doing the same thing, taking the same nature from mother. The danger that you took your nature from your mother because your father, one way or the other, and it's only two ways, he was too brutal and always too weak. Which one was it?
He was too weak, and he died.
But when he's too weak, He does not say, cannot save himself from his wife. He cannot save you from your mother. Children need to be saved from their mother. I mean that when I say saved means do you know, let me say something very simple. You know that a bull can sire 1,000 cows, right?
Right.
The lineage is the male of the species, mostly in nature. So the prize bull is the lineage. But the lineage of sin is the female, the failure of the first man.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so every man born of woman is a failure. But he, in the sense that he is subject to the woman. And therefore, when he matures, the tendency, the ego, the nature that comes through her into him as a child, if the father isn't strong enough and hasn't been saved from his wife so he can save his wife and his family. See what I'm saying? To save his wife, to save your mother from herself. All good women know they have an entity, a nature, a witchy nature that knows how to control men, and men fall for it, hook, like, and sinker, and that's where the misery begins. And the women themselves hate the men they can control. The wicked ones enjoy it, but the good ones, they end up with the same kind of man, weak or insipid, feeble. Yes, dear, anything you say, dear, go along to get along, long as you get sex, or whatever it is, or a bully for that same pleasure. And so the men do not, are victims from their own hungers, because they lack the Spirit of God in them, the Christ Spirit, that would save them from repeating when they get married, when you have a relationship, when men have relationships with them, they're back to the scene of the crime, and they'll discover that something's gone wrong. Is something very wrong with marriage when you fall in love? You're falling further in love from what love is all about. And that is the horror of life. And the women are broken. They don't understand it. Every man they attract seems to be one that's worse than the one before. And then after a while, they settle down because there is nowhere else to go, and then die from cancer and frustration and nervous breakdowns. So
I agree 100%.
You understand. So you, I'm a man, and so I can actually play a role as like your father. If you love where I'm coming from, all you have to do is understand this, is that your parents, your father, was a fool for love. And he couldn't save you from, he couldn't save himself because he was caught up in your mom. Feeble. And you shared the same contempt, naturally or unnaturally. You shared the same contempt for him. You had your mother's contempt. But then your mother's nature is strengthened in you. And in your relationships with men, you're going to get frustration too. You're going to set them unconsciously up to fail because you're pretty and men fall for you. And those handsome men, if whatever they are, handsome or not, they will fall, and you think they are going to be something that they're not, and when you love them, all you're doing is reinforcing and servicing their weakness for you. And it is so invisible, and there's, I don't know of any book you can read on earth that will tell you what I'm telling you now. But so do me a favor. Let your dad go. Let your mom go. Stop hating you. You resent your dad for being weak because he couldn't save you from your mom. But he couldn't save himself either. He didn't know what you know. You've been forgiven because this nature was put in you. Your mother's nature, which you're trying not to be like your mother, but you are anyway. You have to be saved. And I tell you, Jesus has left a spirit behind. And I believe I have that spirit and the right to talk to you this way. You're forgiven. Not because I forgive you. Because you've been pre-forgiven, because Jesus said, if you believe who I am, then you can also believe my message. When you believe like that, you reverse what happened to Adam and Eve. In other words, in the beginning, Adam was the only person that had a relationship with God, and he departed from that by doubting or believing the serpent, both of them. And they became the serpent's property when it went from generation to generation. And it caused misery and suffering on earth through one man, sin, and death through sin spread through the whole human race. Get it? Now, showing mercy and love me that keep my commandments, which one of the commandments says, I'm saying to you, your mother's nature is in you, and that's the driving force. But it's very hard to divest yourself of it unless you realize you've been saved. And unless you realize your parents could not help play those roles. They could not. They may die that way. But if you forgive them, if you know that you've been forgiven, and therefore are divested of any hostility towards them, you will be free. Your cough will go away, as of tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You feel better already, don't you?
I do. I was afraid I'd cough when I called you.
But you can try and cough now, but you won't be able to.
That's great. I would say to myself, I don't want to be like my mom, and then I realized...
There you are.
Your teaching that I couldn't fight with it, so I...
You don't have to fight with it. You only have to believe what I say.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's two beliefs, spiritual and then the monkey brain, I call it. There's two... One of the persons that benefited by Jesus said to Jesus, Lord, I believe you. Help thou my unbelief. There's another side called the monkey brain, which I just took care of that just a few moments ago.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's a lovely young lady. All right. Anybody want to fight with me? Do I have any detractors? I know people I've seen. Someone sent me an iPod something or other, but woman saying Roy Masters hates women, Roy Masters demasculates men. I mean, it's just those, a lot of people believe it. They've heard me, but they shrink from me, and they hate what I'm saying, so they gather themselves. And so these kind of people rise, and they have a few followers. And because their hatred has made them worse. It's bad enough to hate a bad person. It's very dangerous to hate someone's decent. With a good message. Very dangerous. Don't play with me. Okay. Because it's not me you're playing with. See? All right. The independent website shared by the military organization is copingstrategycd.org. Get the CD free. I mean, listen to it free. Okay. As I said a few moments ago, there's a website we've set up because there's been an article in the news recently about the military embracing the magic of coping strategies, and where the basis of which is Be Still and Know, which is the civilian version. But the civilian version is the same thing as the military one. So what we've done is set up a website so that the military people can go to Colonel Monaco and get free help, meaning download if possible, because it's very expensive to send CDs out, except that we give boxes to the various divisions and groups of soldiers, usually over 100, but usually in thousands. And that it makes it less expensive because we can't really afford to do even that. But to the degree that we've done it, we've given 65,000 and more than probably 60 or 70,000 downloads. And that's over several years. And my partnership with Colonel Monaco is that his organization, military one, staff with psychiatrists and generals. And it's a non-profit organization. He is the go-getter. He is the person who gets into the various organizations, West Point, anywhere, everywhere, and give talks and lectures. He needs a new car. Neither one of us are rich, but he has less. He's worked harder than I do, and he does a bang-up job. But, you know, he's put his life and his money, his savings into it. So it would be nice, I thought, you know, his car is worn out from going places, and he can't afford to buy one. I don't think he can. But he's put his life into this. I want you to know he's my friend. And but I've done my best, and it's always been giving the CDs to and helping me in my way, him in his way, and getting the CDs. And we need help. So in his way, so there's a military website called, it's military and civilian. But when you go there, it's copingstrategycd.org. Can you remember that? .com, I believe. Copingstrategycd.com. And all you do is click and you listen to it as many times as you want until you get better. And if you want to buy stuff, you come to the civilian side. If you're a military person, you go and they help you free. And I make sure that you get material and hit that area's sustain. Thank you.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes.
This is Advice Line program number K6618. That's K6618.
Now, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's the address to send a donation. Thank you. We need donations, and you can do it on the web, too. I forget what they call it. What they call it, webs, auto debit. Yeah, I always forget the names of things. I'm sorry, but auto debit. You can actually, you know, join. I don't mean you. Is it join? Is it become a member? And subscribe, and then you get. Yeah. Anyway, it's only $12 a month, and if enough people were on there, then I'd have enough money to do what I need to do, help prisoners. Help support a brand new concept of what schools are, which is very successful, and help Colonel Monaco together save lives with our techniques and our money. Your money, we need it. We have to have it. So we got overwhelmed with the article that came out in WorldNet Daily, but it subsided a little bit, but it's becoming viral. If it becomes viral, I'll be able to help the country. You understand, a piece of plastic could help save the country. And it's not just a piece of plastic, it's what's in it. And it's not really, it doesn't have any religious language. It has no religious language, but it does the same thing as religion doesn't do. All right, and permanently. Okay, now, let me see, who's this? Next, see. Kathy in Chicago called last night. I couldn't get to her. Kathy, let me hear what you have to say.
Hi, Rory.
Hi.
Yes, I realize I'm in big time trouble.
What's that?
Spiritually. Because
what?
Spiritually.
Why?
I went against my conscience.
Well, but what about the psychiatrist? You says your psychiatrist asked, your psychiatrist asked her something and made her angry. A question. I don't see a question in there, though. Oh, questions in the beginning. Okay. You put the questions in the beginning. All right, now what's this about your psychiatrist? Why did you say that to my producer?
Well, my question was that I didn't know how to respond to the psychiatrist when he asked me.
What did he say to you?
He said, do you think people are spying on you?
Well, that's a good question. Why would you get upset? Well, I said no. All your answer is yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he struck a chord. So let me ask you a question. Do you think people are spying on you?
Yes, I do.
Well, no one. What are we going to go with this? Here's a truthful question. That's a good psychiatrist.
So I'm spying on them, too.
Oh, quit it now. I think you better go back to the psychiatrist. I was like, good man. But you might try listening to my meditation and start to see reality. Because you obviously can't see yourself yet. Call me back another day.
Okay.
And I think you need to apologize to your psychiatrist and you'll feel better.
Okay.
You need to say, Mr. Psychiatrist, you know, you asked me that question the other day, and it was a good question. I hated you for asking. But the question, psychiatrists are supposed to ask questions like that.
Yeah.
He's got to dig to find out where the fault is.
Right.
Yeah, but now, that's not exactly the fault, but way back before that, the long way, way, way back, there's a root to that, why you have lost your faith. And then you have to, when you've lost your faith, you have to figure out what everybody's doing. You feel guilty, like somebody's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
See, it could be sitting inside a toaster somewhere looking at you, spying on you. See? But the thing is, that's how you feel. You feel like you're persecuted. You can't see the persecutor.
Right.
See? And something is telling you all the time, you know, you feel guilty. And something's making you feel guilty. Something, you feel like you're being watched. It's your conscience. Your conscience is watching you. And you got to get rid of the conscience by projecting that this is somebody's watching you from the outside. And so what are you upset about? What has upset you when you were a kid? What are you mad at? Tell me what you're mad at right now. Other than your psychiatrist, what are you really mad at? What's the most angry thing that ever happened to you?
Myself.
No, that's not a good answer, but it's a fair answer. It is an answer. It's really because you're angry to others, beginning with somebody, which is turned in on yourself. In other words, you can't stop being angry and you can't stop being guilty, but now you've learned to become like your mother. I got it. You become like your mother, and you're judging other people like your mother. And you're addicted to judgment because you're staying ahead of the judgment on yourself. The problem has to be other people who are bad, not you. And
but
so you're
unconscious.
No, yeah, but the point is, you are bad, but you don't know why you are. You're bad because you judge. And then the judgment is turned back on you. And then for you're self-destructing. So the secret is, drop your anger. See the anger. There's a spirit inside you. There's a spirit that isn't you, and it keeps you. It keeps its grip on you, and it makes you think it's you that's doing all those silly thoughts, and it makes you want to do stupid things and think stupid things, crazy things, and it makes you think you're crazy. These are not your thoughts.
Thanks.
Okay, call me tomorrow, and we'll go to the website. Give it that website, would you? I don't have time to. Oh, live ad. Well, you know, this is the end of the first hour. Boy, it went quickly. Wow, does time go quick on this program? And even my commercials go quickly. If I have to sit and do nothing, like, you know, when you're doing a show on TRN and you have to wait for the commercials. This is not a commercial program, of course. That's why I can do my own and ad-lib a little bit and be more lighthearted. But I do my Saturday program at Science 5 to 8 in the evening on many of these same stations. You can listen to it on gravitydrivenuniverse.org. And you can actually listen to the past science programs and the live one when it comes on 5 Pacific time to 8. So anyway, but I have to wait for the commercials to pass. And in 3 minutes, it's like 3 hours. Blah, 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 blah. There's commercials, yeah, but it pays the bills. And I appreciate it. But this program, I do the whole thing. So therefore, I ask you to send some money, a little bit of money, every month. All of you. So look. What God has helped me achieve, how he's acted through me and taught me things that have never been known for thousands of years. I've been forgotten. You read about it intellectually. You can read the Bible and act it out like an actor on the stage and think you are what you're really not. But what about direct reunion with your Creator again? That would be the best way. And that's what cures our veterans of post-traumatic stress disorder. I help them to do that.